trainer Brett Calhoun, who was nice enough to swing by for a few minutes on a very busy morning for him. Brett making his first appearance in the Kentucky Derby, and happy to have you, my friend.
Good to be here.
Yeah, thanks for coming by. How you holding up?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's the experience been like so far?
It's been great. I'm enjoying it. Obviously, a lot of added pressure, but I'm really happy to have the opportunity to have that pressure.
Yeah, this horse ran so well last time out. Look back on that race.
Yeah, an incredible race. We were looking for a big race coming in there. I know it was a big step up in class coming from a maiden race to the Louisiana Derby, but he had been touting us pretty heavily in the mornings, and he performed that way in the afternoon. Great race, you know, was kind of in behind traffic, got an opening, exploded through it, finished big, and bounced back like it wasn't any big deal.
Arguably, he's been training better than any horse on the grounds for the last couple of weeks or ever since he's been here. Talk about that. I mean, a wise guy horse is an understatement right now.
Well, I'm glad everybody's talking about him because that means he's doing well. But he has had a really good 6 weeks since the Louisiana Derby. He's had four works here, and they've all been fantastic.
It just looks awesome. I mean, it push button even.
Everything's effortless for this horse. He's got a great mind. He's a very athletic horse. And he does things extremely easy. Hopefully that plays into a good run in the Kentucky Derby. Obviously, you've got a 20-horse field. Everybody's jockeying for positions. You've got to have a lot of luck, too. But he's a good horse, and we're happy to be here with him.
You mentioned jockeying for positions. This is the time of year where it seems like no matter how well a jockey has ridden a horse, you see trainers or owners wanting to go to the quote-unquote big names around the country. But Gabriel Saez, who's certainly a very good rider and is a big name down in Louisiana now, he's ridden by my standards all five starts, stays aboard him. Is this a no-brainer that Gabriel Saez stays aboard for the Kentucky Derby?
Well, first off, I'm a pretty loyal guy, and so is the owner, Chester Thomas, pretty loyal guys. And we have a lot of confidence in Gabe. He knows the horse very, very well. I think this is a race everybody always gets worried about, not having a seasoned Derby rider. But, I think Gabe's pretty fearless, and I think he fits the horse well, and I think his mentality is going to fit well in the Kentucky Derby.
Brett, you're no stranger to winning races. In February, you celebrated a milestone, win number 3,000 in your career. I mentioned this is your first Kentucky Derby, but for Chester Thomas, this is actually by my standards, his first graded stakes winner. So this is a big deal for him, too, not just his first Derby, but his first graded stakes winner.
Yeah, it's a big deal for all of us. He's relatively new in the business. He had played around with it at a smaller level a while back, but he's jumped in with both feet now, and he's very, very excited about this, and I couldn't be happier for him.
It's always nice when you have a client that has that experience, that you can give them that experience, and talk about that for a minute.
Well, Chester's made my job easy. He's enjoyed the ride. He's involved. He's out here. He's watching. But at the end of the day, he lets me make the decisions I need to make to get the horses to whatever race, however I need to do it. He doesn't push. And so that's made my job very easy, and I think that's been very helpful in us getting here.
Are you able to approach the Kentucky Derby as just any other horse race?
You know, I think I have. I've been able to do that and just train this horse like he's supposed to train, not worry about all the outside things, not worry about what everybody else is doing with their horse, and just stay focused on him. He's the only one I can control, and so that's what we've done, is kept him on his regular schedule, and everything seems to be going fine.
As a Texas guy, what was the first Derby you remember watching or listening to on the radio?
Well, I remember a lot of them, but the most vivid one for me was the first one I attended. It was in 1997, and I brought a little two-year-old to run on Derby Day in the WHAS back then, and a little horse named Favorite Trick beat me a hair on the wire, and he was Horse of the Year as a two-year-old, which is very rare, and it was a really fun time, a good ride for me. We sold that horse later, but he was my first horse to run it on the undercard of Churchill Downs on Derby Day.
So looking at By My Standards, this is a horse purchased out of a two-year-old in training sale at OBS, $150,000, which usually means that not only do you like the breeding of the horse, but Horse must have done something in the under tax show that made him want to spend this kind of money. By Golden Sense out of a Mukhtarib mare, says sprinting on both sides. Have you always thought this horse more of a router, though?
Well, it was a very interesting purchase. Josh Stevens purchased this horse on behalf of Chester. And, you know, you look back, it was a 10-3 work, which is a pretty slow work at OBS. He's a first-year sire, Golden Sense. You know, you got to tip your hat to Josh finding this horse. But I think all along I was concerned about the pedigree. But as you train him, you kind of don't worry about it anymore. He checked all the boxes for him down there. They do a lot of cardio work up on him and stuff. So he actually fit the profile. But in the back of my mind, you know, Golden Sense was a champion miler. He wins the Breeders' Cup mile twice. And so the bottom side, you are a little concerned. But the way he's done things in the morning and then now in the afternoon, you don't worry about it too much.
He just seems so happy and delighted to be here. I mean, he goes out and does his work, and he just – you can see the smile on his face when he's training. So that goes a long way to getting longer distances.
He's a happy horse, and he's kind of a camera hound. I swear, anybody pops a camera up, he pricks his ears and sticks his head out and everything. But he's just loving his job. And, I've said many times I was very disappointed in his race right before he broke his maiden. I still today don't know how he lost that race. And so I kind of lost a little confidence in him that day. Don't really know what the deal was. I just think he didn't know how to finish off a race. And I think once he got beat that day, the kind of light came on a little bit. He comes back and he breaks his maiden, and then he really figured things out and became a different horse. But he's a very happy horse and loves his job.
Talking to trainer Brett Calhoun here on the Horse Racing Radio Network, the Derby Countdown Show presented by Hillendale Farm. Brett, one other cool aspect of being here for the first time is you're going to get to make that walkover around the clubhouse turn when you bring By My Standards over before the race. I always say that that's like walking up the 18th fairway at Augusta, right?
I'm sure it's going to be exhilarating, nerve-wracking. I remember making the walk in 1997 with Cowboy Dan, like I said, in the WHS Stakes. So not that it wasn't the Derby, but the environment was the same, and I thought it was insane. People were hanging onto the chain link fence and shaking it, and you're looking up and you're going, "Oh my God, what is this horse thinking?" I know what I'm thinking, it's a wild experience.
And that's why they don't have the 2-year-old race on Derby Day anymore.
Yeah.
Will you be able to sleep Friday night?
I think I will. I think I'm staying tired enough that I won't have any problems sleeping.
At least till 3 in the morning.
Yeah. Well, listen, brother, I know you got a busy day. I told you we wouldn't keep you. So good luck on Saturday. Go get it done. You're always great with your time. Really appreciate you stopping by, and go get it done.
Appreciate you guys' support of horse racing.